This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I hope I got my little Facebook Live thing going on. Okay, so having a rough day. Saw a patient this morning, and I used basically the last of my gloves, last of my mask. I can't order anymore. I can't order any more gloves and masks. If I want to see patients, I do disability ratings, things like that. If I want to offer them PPE, if I want to offer them some protection, you know, because patients don't walk in with masks, and I need them to, I need to basically have double, right, per patient. I can't access any. For some reason, doctors, medical offices can't have access to these because supply stores are out, Then, probably I had maybe two yesterday, but I had four the day before, having exposed nerve roots. Now, these are now telemedicine patients. Okay? Doc, I need help. All right, my nerve is exposed. I go, what nerve? In my tooth. And I'm like, crap. I go, I don't know teeth. Okay, I can't do the mouth. Well, where's your dentist? Dentist closed. Now, mind you, I'm licensed in multiple states. So whether this is Nevada, whether this is Alabama, whether this is New York, this is an ongoing problem throughout the country. And I don't like to say I don't know. Okay, I went through years of schooling. But I know crap about oral, facial, dental. I don't know that stuff. I don't. Okay? All I could do is go, duh. I don't know that. So when they say, okay, well, what should I do? My nerve is exposed. And there's no dentist. Okay? And here I am. Now I'm a family doc. Now, mind you, a lot of us family docs, we adapt and we do what we can, but the field of dentistry and the field of oral maxillofacial surgery is such a specialty that it takes years to master. And so a family doc like me that had a couple lectures in mouth doesn't cut it. I guess, I don't know, I'm not really good. I think if you have exposed nerve roots, you gotta like use a resin, and then you have to like cover it up, and then you gotta give them like a pain medicine, and then you have to like pray. Like, I think that's what, so, like, the point I'm making is I don't know, okay, I can't do dentistry. And I know people think that I'm just, well, I'm bored, so I have nothing better to do than to find another cause. You know, no, you don't understand. Okay? I don't want people out there not getting the care that they need because of some stupid rule. Now, people will say, well, you know, dentists, if they look in the mouth, can expose people. You know, if somebody's mouth is open and, you know, somebody in dentistry has to look in the mouth, it can expose. Okay, well, what about those of us evaluating for strep? What about those of us doing the swab for COVID? You can do the swab through the nose. You can also do the swab in the pharynx. All right. What about those in ear, nose, and throat? So ear, nose, and throat doctors can be open. People in urgent cares and medical clinics can be examining your mouth. Yet a dentist can't be open. Can somebody tell me what the hell's going on? This makes no sense. This makes no sense. And mind you, you know, I hate not being able to fix something. And on telemedicine, somebody's saying, I'm in pain. I can't do anything. I can't give them pain medicines. Not that you would treat that, you know. I could prescribe Motrin. I could prescribe Tylenol. Now, I've never had an exposed root. I've had an IUD put in. Okay, and my guess is an exposed root is probably 20 times more painful than getting an IUD put in. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, gosh, if they want to be on a morphine drip, I'm fine with that. I can't manage these patients. Now, we're hearing some governors might ease up on letting more dentists, just open up the gosh darn dentists now. Okay, and can you let us buy some masks? Let us buy some face shields. I can't buy, I'm going to be speaking on News 3 later today about this. I sent them that from my medical supply store, I can't buy a gown, I can't buy a face shield, I can't buy masks, I can't buy gloves. And, you know, here you have people getting fined, you know, for not wearing a mask. And mind you, I want the public protected and all that. But everybody's panicked about getting fined, and they're hoarding all these masks because you've got to throw out the mask and change it out every time you use a mask. I mean, this thing, I wore this morning, and I can't use it again. You know, it's old. And so at that point, it's useless, which means the average person is going to need to buy hundreds of these if they want to get through whatever the lockdown is going to be, not to mention whatever restrictions they have on work. Meanwhile, us doctors and medical providers can't have access, and we don't have our dentists open. So can you cut the poop and I know I got to be really, really careful. I know I need to be back on XM so I can cuss. But we really need, don't worry, I'm not cussing. Okay, I got a lot of affiliates out there. They're like, no cussing. Alright, no cussing. But, I'm not cussing. You want to hear cussing. You listen to my patients with exposed roots, or cracked teeth, or these gum abscesses, or these TMJs, or these locks. I had somebody call whose jaw was locked. But I can't close my mouth. What? I can't close her. They couldn't close her mouth. What the hell am I supposed to do over the phone? I'm like, can you get to your oral surgeon? Can you get to your dentist? No, they're only open for emergencies, and that's one day a week. Is it stupid? This is stupid. So, governors, dental boards, I get you wanted to protect people. I get that. Your job is rough. I don't care if you're a Republican governor. I don't care if you're a Democratic governor. God bless all of you guys for dealing with this poop storm. But for dentists to be closed, for optometrists, for chiropractors to not be able to get access to PPE so they can reopen, and for dental boards still shuttering dentists because they're afraid people opening their mouth will spread disease, that means no ENT or family doc or internist or nurse practitioner could be examining people also. It's stupid. Let's open up our dentists. Let's get us access to masks, shields, everything we need, because there are other medical conditions out there. MRSA, pneumonia, strep. All right? Can you let us do our flipping jobs? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday, White House Health Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said that the Gilead Sciences antiviral drug Remdesivir, and their clinical trials showed some, quote, quite good news and suggested that it sets the new standard of care for COVID-19 patients. Now, remdesivir has been talked about for a while. It's an antiviral drug. And there was some back and forth between its success for a while. And then yesterday we found out that some good results came out. The stock didn't skyrocket like everybody said it did. It still kind of held its own. But it's been going back up, like a lot of stocks are slowly going back up. But Fauci had spoken to reporters from the White House, and he was told the data from the trial showed, quote, a clear-cut positive effect in diminishing time to recover. Fauci said the median time of recovery for patients taking the drug was 11 days, compared with 15 days in the placebo group. He said that the mortality benefit from remdesivir has not yet reached statistical significance. So the results suggested there was some survival benefit, with a mortality rate of 8% for people taking remdesivir versus 11.6% at placebo. Now, some say that's pretty good. Others say that's not enough. That's not enough of a difference. But he suggested that this is going to be the standard of care. He said this will be the standard of care. When you know a drug works, you have to let people in the placebo group know so they could take it. What it has proven is the drug can block the virus. So Gilead Sciences announced earlier in the day that the study had met its primary endpoint, but it didn't release all the details. They released preliminary results showing at least 50% of the patients treated with a five-day dosage improved. The clinical trial looked at 397 patients with severe cases of COVID-19. The severe study is single arm, they said the study is single arm, meaning it did not evaluate the drug against a control group of patients who didn't receive the drug. And so that's kind of difficult to do because when you have people dying, you know, you can't say, okay, you guys, we're not going to give you any medicine on. It's hard to do these double arm studies. Now, the FDA has been in talks with Gilead to make remdesivir available to COVID-19 patients as quickly as possible. Shares went up a little bit, and people are excited. All right. Yet today, we got news out of a study in China, and I know a lot of us don't know what to take, you know, when we get news out of China. But we were told that might not be all that everybody hyped up to be. So a separate trial was carried out in China that produced disappointing results. It was a randomized controlled placebo trial, which is kind of the gold standard where you have people getting it and people getting a fake drug or whatever. And the drug did not benefit hospitalized patients. It did not speed up recovery or reduce deaths compared to placebo. Now, that study was published in Lancet Medical Journal. It involved 237 people. They obviously had to stop it early because researchers had difficulty recruiting people when the outbreak started to curb in Wuhan. Scientists believe that the stark contrast in findings might come down on when this remdesivir is given. So if you give the remdesivir earlier, which might have been what happened with the American study, it might work. But if China didn't give it to them until they were already far along, it might not. So that's very easy to deduce. You basically, in the study, you know, hopefully somebody had written, all right, this was given to people who, you know, were 5 days in or 10 days in. But with a lot of these medications, we want to know, well, what happens if you take it day one? So we have another study that came out in China, from China also. They launched two formal studies, one in severely ill patients, another with people with milder disease. And again, not much different. So what does that mean? Well, it means we are basically no further along in this than we were a couple months ago. What it means is different strokes are different folks. My guess is there are some people that when you give them remdesivir, they do well. There are other people where it doesn't do jack diddly squat. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. The anti-malarial, anti-lupus drug. Also with, the zithromycin combo with the hydroxychloroquine. People have been asking me, well, what about Tamiflu? We use Tamiflu for flu. Why isn't Tamiflu being studied? We heard early on, and this is really kind of interesting. This is worth talking about, too. Early on, they said, nope, won't work. Okay. Are we going to do any trials with it? Do we know why it doesn't work? Nope, Tamiflu doesn't work. Now, my guess, when I heard that news originally, the reason why I accepted it out the gate is because in, you know, December and January, when people were getting sick, even November with the flu, people were given Tamiflu right out the gate. So my guess is, as people got worse with coronavirus, then they had told their doctor, but I was on Tamiflu, so why is this flu not getting better? That's when doctors like, well, this probably isn't the flu. That maybe that's where they got their initial data of, nah, Tamiflu's not working. But I am still of the mind, different strokes for different folks. I would not be surprised if one or two people out there do Tamiflu works. And then the other issue we have also is it coincidental? Do some people just get better? And we go, you see, it was because I gave you Tamiflu. And no, they would have gotten better anyway. You know, this is why we have such a big problem with vaccines. And we're going to talk about this, too, because a lot of people are saying, look, they come up with a vaccine. I'm not going to take it. We need to talk about that. The issue we have with vaccines, and it's very, very frustrating for people on both sides of the issue, is if somebody has a side effect to a vaccine, it's hard to prove. It's hard to say, well, you got, you know, sick from the vaccine. You'd think, well, I got a shot 2 days ago. Now my arm is swollen, or now my, but somebody could say, but yeah, but you know, you could have had, you could be nauseous or have a headache because of something else. Same thing with flu. When people say, I got the flu from the flu vaccine, doctors like, well, that makes no sense because it's a killed virus. You can't get the flu from the flu vaccine. But maybe what's happening is they're having a, you know, reaction, like a immune response, and that makes them feel achy. Or maybe they got the flu. And they got the flu roughly the same time they got the vaccine. So they got sick anyway. So you can't prove it. And it's frustrating. You'll let parents go, but I swear to God, you know, my kid had the side effect with the vaccine. If they can't prove it, they you know, it's like you know, the burden of proof is on the victim. And so, you know, same thing with, you know, these medications. You have no way to tell if somebody got better because they were going to get better anyway. Now, the longer we have a disease, so let's say cancer, and the more we could do trials, you know, you could start to see trends. So let's say you give a chemotherapy agent to somebody who has cancer, and they take this chemotherapy, and you know, you've had tons of people on this chemotherapy, and they turn the corner, and people who didn't, people were suffering and you know, becoming more ill before they started the medicine, and then they turn the corner, you can be like, okay, you know what, this sucker works. And that's what they're going to have to do with a lot of these medications, which is what I think is happening with one study versus the other. You have people who are, you know, they're down, they're, you know, going downhill, and they, you know, or they're descending, they're losing altitude, and you give them this medication, they're able to keep their plane afloat. So, do I think it works? Do I think it doesn't? I've been hearing early on that remdesivir was helping patients early on, so I'm a believer. I just don't think it helps everybody. Whenever you have this data where people still died anyway, even if it came from China, you know, because again, we do get a lot of medical studies out of China. You know, the government might not be the most trustworthy, but, you know, science, you know, still has to prove, especially to get published in Lancet, that journal. They still have to kind of prove they did, you know, their due diligence. So I think a lot of the science that we do get, we can believe. But it's going to be very frustrating because many of you are like, look, you know, I do I open back up? You know, do I put my employees at risk? Do I not? You know, you want to know what we have out there. You know, what happens if your mom or dad gets sick? The 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was asked at the White House while meeting with New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy about Michael Flynn and his case and the latest details to come out regarding the FBI.
He's in the process of being exonerated. If you look at those notes from yesterday, that was total exoneration. These were dirty, filthy cops at the top of the FBI, and you know the names better than I do. And they were dishonest people.
Those new revelations show a note from an undisclosed FBI agent saying, "What is our goal? Truth/admission? Or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired." The Fed Reserve is expanding its Main Street lending program to allow businesses with up to 15,000 workers to apply. The previous limit had been 10,000, and these are loans for businesses affected by social distancing. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senators are set to return to Washington, D.C. next Monday, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending his decision to reopen the Senate next week.
We can modify our routines in ways that are smart and safe, but we can honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct our business in person.
McConnell speaking on Fox News there. House leaders scrapped their plans to return to a full-time session next week after consulting with the Capitol physician who advised against it.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says a scale of testing, tracing, and contracting is a hurdle that must be cleared before the state can reopen.
That's why this is so hard, tracing. In and of itself, one person, it's easy. 4,681 on one day. Today, we'll have another 4,681 people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys.
You're just so pretty.
Okay, we are back at Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. So, yeah, I'm hearing there's some of you guys around the country now want to come out to Vegas. That'd be great. Love to have some drinks with you guys. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I can't wait to party. I'm still on stay-at-home orders. Our stay-at-home orders in Nevada have been extended to May 15th. We are allowed to go outside. I mean, we were outside anyway. We're allowed to go hiking. We're still allowed to play basketball and, you know, soccer and things like that. Dogs and cats still have to social distance. They're not. We had a dead rat in the house today because one of the cats, I guess, wanted to, you know, shop early for Mother's Day. She brought me a dead rat. I'm like, thank you. What the hell am I supposed to do with this? So I think I'm going to social distance myself away from my pets because they scare me. It was like a big rat. I'll post a picture on Facebook later. It scared me. California defied their stay-at-home order, and a bunch of people, stormed the beach, like Normandy. They stormed the beaches last week. Apparently, California's closing all beaches, state parks. Governor was not happy with that. Remember, the governor isn't going to want to be in control. Sick of the government lets anybody think that they're not in control. They have a problem, you know? Now, I do have to applaud my governor. I know a lot of people are very critical of him, but he is allowing dentists to reopen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you guys for signing the petition. Not sure if that had any bearing, but, you know, your voices were heard, and he is allowing dentists to reopen. A lot of elective medical procedures to reopen. Thank God. I have family members that need surgery. I'm still putting off my surgery because I'm just a workaholic and I don't really want to get surgery. We are having some ease up, but the big question we get is, what's going on with Las Vegas? And can it open? You know, can we really be realistic about Las Vegas or New York or L.A.? L.A. is in a little bit of a better position because when they have tourists, it's spread out. You have Disneyland, you have Knott's Berry Farm, you have the beach. You have, the theater in Hollywood. And so it's spread out a little bit. So with California, when they do reopen and they have tourism, you know, Disney's going to have to just figure out what they're going to do. Like we talked about with Disney World yesterday. They're going to have to do social distancing. They're going to have to be more clean. Mickey Mouse is going to have to wear a mask. But the individual, the individual amusement parks or whatever are going to have to deal with it. Vegas is different. You open up the country's playground, and it's the world's playground, all right? Everybody and their mother and their grandmother want to come. And remember we talked about how Disney World said they're going to recommend that older individuals don't come. All right, how do you do that with Vegas? I mean, we need our seniors. Our seniors tear it up. I mean, I told you guys, I have gotten booted out of bars and lounges because they take over. They are the biggest party generation. They're the coolest. They are these baby boomers. They know how to party, and they love their strip. And we need in Vegas. We need our seniors. You know, yeah. You know what? When you get the college student, that's great. You know, and all that. But we, you know, we love when they come and party and all that. But in terms of, you know, who's dropping bank, you know, and who could be here long, you know, for a longer period of time, it's your older population. You know, most college kids, they got to go back after the weekend. Yeah, your older individuals, they come out for the week. They come out for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, and so that's kind of nice. So, you know, we need all our population. So, you know, when you look at Las Vegas and our resort corridor, it's a little tricky on how we reopen. And so, you know, we had talked about this on the show a while back. Why can't Las Vegas be looked at as two different entities? We have the city of Las Vegas and the suburbs where a bunch of us are trying to, you know, go to work and reopen our businesses and, you know, and then you have the tourist area where the Strip's going to have Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders and we have our hockey and we have all that. You know, what if we, you know, separate the two and look at it as two different entities? And we talked about this where the problem is that Las Vegas Strip is our battery. It's our mitochondria. Remember we talked about the power source? It is our mitochondria of Las Vegas, just like Reno is the mitochondria, or their strip area is the mitochondria of Reno in Northern Nevada. Yeah, we're mitochondria. So we need to be realistic. And mind you, when it comes to politics, you got to be careful what you ask for. That's why I was kind of precise about I want dentists to reopen. I want PPE. If I just go, I want the whole entire place to reopen, I'm not going to be taken seriously. So we need to find out what is it that we want. All right. Is it that we don't want to be unemployed? Is it that we don't want people to forget about Vegas? People won't forget about Vegas. Trust me, people will still come. But look at the logistics. I mean, why do people come to Vegas? It's not just to gamble. It's because of the clubs. It's because of the scene. It's because of the DJs. It's because of the food. We got great food. It's because of the shows. Well, we're hearing certain hotels are canceling shows. If they're not going to be able to pack the theater, doesn't really make sense to have the show. And then what about the restaurants? If we're not going to be able to have, you know, people come in and, people want to go to a packed restaurant. They don't want to go to a restaurant where they're the only ones there. So that's changing the restaurant scene. The same thing with the clubs. All right. I mean, if you aren't going to meet, 2,000 people in one night, are you really going to drop bank to go? And then, of course, the strip clubs. You know, we have a lot of strip clubs. And my guess is, even though the poles, I think, are socially distanced, I think that's fine. How do you do a lap dance when you're, I'm not, this rhetorical question, okay? Yeah. So I know a lot of guys are like, okay, wait a second. Okay. This can't be the new normal. So this is all industry people. I mean, just like fans and football and hockey. I mean, so I've been very quiet on when to reopen the strip because we can't just reopen to people from Utah or Arizona or North Carolina. I'd love to see people from Utah, North Carolina, Arizona. That's fine. But in order for the Las Vegas Strip to pop, you need people everywhere and you need foreign visitors. And we might not be ready for that. I know there's a lot of debate on how much hype there's been with the virus and, what is the true mortality and was it blown out of proportion or was it really this serious or was there a lighter strain in the West Coast or, it doesn't matter. What matters is if you have people that are fearful and you have a virus out there, Vegas is going to suffer. So, and Vegas then has to decide when Vegas reopens, it implies that we got it covered. That it's going to be safe. You're going to be able to come here. You're going to be able to hang out with thousands of people and not get sick. That's a lot to put on Vegas' shoulders. That's a lot. That's why I wouldn't want the mayor's job. I wouldn't want the governor's job. And I know they're kind of on opposite poles on this one. But, we're dying here. I mean, it is a ghost town. And people are hurting. And we do need to rebuild our industry. But how do you do that if you're like, well, we'll only let... No, you have to, not have a fever. And you have to, it's going to be a cluster. And, I'm not scared of the virus anymore. I'm still scared of it. And I don't even think I'm scared of the economy. We know the economy sucks. I'm just scared of whatever the hell this new normal is going to be. Because I just don't know how sustainable it's going to be. Whether you have a salon, whether you have a restaurant, whether you have a strip club, whether you have a medical office. All right? It is going to be a very sterile, masked, nobody, a very non-joke. I mean, I was taught in medicine, and when I waited tables and when I tended bar, you joke with people. You touch them. You hug them. You get close. I can't imagine a world where we can't be shoulder to shoulder with people. And I think we still haven't comprehended how strange it's going to be. So Vegas, unfortunately, is not ready to reopen from the corridor standpoint. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many- imagine if you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated. Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So three children who had coronavirus in New York were being treated for an inflammatory condition that leads to high fevers and swollen arteries, or an arteritis. Now, doctors in Europe are trying to determine if the virus might be linked to rare cases of young children dying from a similar inflammatory condition. According to Mark Gorlick of Columbia University Medical Center, they said right now we're at the very beginning of trying to understand what that represents. The children between 6 months and 8 years old all suffered a fever and inflammation of the heart and their bowels. One is in critical condition, one is in intensive care, and one has recovered. Gorlick said he was brought in to determine if the children have Kawasaki disease. Now, Kawasaki disease could cause inflammation of the arteries of the heart. He said that the causes were likely not Kawasaki disease, but had very similar features. It seems a week or 2 weeks after contracting the virus, you may have the immune system responding in a very disorganized way. Matt Hancock, this has been reported by Fox News, is the UK's health secretary, said some of the children who died had no underlying conditions. These cases were documented in Italy and Britain. I think we were told another kid had just recently died from this. So they say it's a new disease that we think may be caused by coronavirus and the COVID-19 virus, but we're not 100% sure because some of the people who got it had it tested positive. So we're doing a lot of research now, but it's something we're worried about. Doctors have urged parents not to panic and said instances are rare. There was a six-month-old who was hospitalized in California recently with Kawasaki disease who also tested positive for coronavirus, according to Reuters, which is why people are thinking about this. So, you know, being told that this doesn't affect children as much is, I think they're correct. I don't think we're allowed to say that it does nothing to children. I believe that children can, you know, be affected, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, unfortunately, that, you know, tragically some kids might die from it. But it does seem to be very interesting that, unlike flu, we're seeing most kids spared by this. And people still don't have an answer to that. Remember we talked about this in February, if anybody listened to my show back then.
Yeah, right.
And they said maybe the reason why kids aren't as affected is because they don't smoke. And people in China were dying. So many people in China were affected. So it probably has to do with the fact that these kids don't smoke. And a bunch of us parents are like, okay, these kids light up. They weren't the teenagers then. I mean, if smoking is the culprit, which now they're saying might not be, there's even more evidence saying that smokers might be spared. Then why aren't we seeing a huge amount of teenagers? So we're still kind of scratching our head. And I think the clue to a cure might be there when we figure out and determine it's hidden in why kids aren't as affected by coronavirus. Now, some people think maybe it's the MMR vaccine. These kids now are getting such a crap load of vaccines that, well, that's good, okay? I'm not saying that negatively. I mean, we are vaccinated. We have a fantastic vaccination program. But maybe they are getting such a slew of vaccines that some of them are protecting them. You know, we talked about MMR. The MMR vaccine came out, the combo came out in the early 70s, but the individual ones came out in the 60s. And so anybody born before the 60s, you know, would be at higher risk, you know, like the baby boomers. Generation X started in 65, so you got a little bit of baby boomers, a little bit of Generation X in there. But the baby boomers seem to be the most affected by this. Well, they got less vaccines than our kids do. But, I mean, when we really need to dissect, are we looking at the under 20s? Are we looking at the under 25s? Which age group really seems to be protected by this? And then you see, what is the difference? What did under 20-year-olds get? You know, what is it? Cell phones? Is it internet? Is it because they watched South Park? I mean, what happened at Lord of the Rings came out in the year 2000? The new Star Wars. Maybe those of us that had to watch the old Star Wars, right? Something happened there that put us more risk. Is it because there was a different type of flu or a different type of coronavirus or a different type of virus that affected some people? But it is fascinating that kids aren't as affected. But we're just not hearing any reason as to why. The closest thing I heard was it might have to do with the MMR vaccine.
So now, apparently in Switzerland, the health ministry has banned kids from hugging grandma and grandpa. Why? Because they think it might be spread by touch. And so kids under the age of 10 might not be able to hug their grandma or grandpa in Switzerland. And I think they're thinking about the same thing in the UK. Now, I love my mom. My dad is no longer with us. And, you know, even though I might have had, you know, my beef with them, I want my kids to be close. You know, and I love, you know, seeing them, you know, be nice to my mom, and they should. They have to respect their elders and, you know, be nice to, it's crucial. You know, and I want them close to my, you know, but they haven't been able to see grandma now for weeks. They haven't been able to see their, my husband's father, grandpa, in weeks. That's concerning. You know, when I talked about this in the last segment, the new normal, there's a lot of weird changes. You know, how many of you grandparents out there were like, I can't wait to take the kids to Disneyland? That, you know, that might not be a reality. Especially if you're not allowed to go. I mean, you can't hug your own grandkids? We are, and we talked about this yesterday, what's going to eventually happen that I think people are going to say to heck with it? You saw what happened in California last week. They went to the beach. They didn't have their mask on. They were like, tech with this. Now, I'm not advocating for that. I'm still nervous about the virus. But I think what's going to happen is people are going to listen to all these, you know, guidelines and recommendations and say, we're done. Now, as a doctor or, you know, somebody who knows epidemiology, we really do have to cross a fine line. They've been correct this whole time about social distancing. Maybe it was an underestimation. I don't think 6 feet is enough. But they're right. If you're sick and you touch a cat and dog, the cat and dog could carry it to somebody else. If your kids, you know, have the virus and they don't get sick, they can still spread it to older people. They're right. I can't disagree with what they're saying. But it's just, when does this end? I mean, when do we say, look, we're going to live? You know, I mean, if I become a grandparent one day, and I don't know when that's going to happen, because, you know, I think my boys, like, need to, you know, get off the video games and, you know, and you know, but anyway, it's okay. I'm in no rush. I'm in no rush to be a grandma. But, you know, if that happens, and somebody said, look, you could never, you know, hug your grandkid, you know, to be safe, or you could hug your grandkid and risk coronavirus, I would take that risk in a heartbeat. I'm like, give me my little baby. And I, you know, same thing with Disneyland. I'm like, get my butt to Disneyland. I may not want to do Toontown. I'd be bored to death. I'd be like, okay, look, you can't stay with your mom and dad. Me and grandpa are going on Space Mountain. So, you know, we make the world look so bleak. And, you know, more people are going to buck it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.